Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7. Time now for the gossip.
You like that gossip?
It's the Celebrity Buzz with a freaking Rican on Power 101.7.
All right, 844, Jessica, Celebrity Buzz. Jess, what you got today?
All right, here we go. So David Letterman will interview Adam Sandler in a new episode of Netflix's My Next Guest Needs No Introduction, premiering on December the 1st. The conversation covers Adam's rise from stand-up comedy to Saturday Night Live and his success in film. The episode was filmed on September the 29th at New York University, right before a live studio audience. So a lot of people have been talking about that. It's trending. David Letterman with, you know, his Netflix show, My Next Guest Needs No Introduction. Ariana Grande is making the headlines as well. Apparently, Wicked for Good comes out on Friday. This show is like number one all over, and the cast has been very busy on their press tour. At a recent panel, Ariana Grande hinted at the possibility of a third movie. Not to spoil anything, but if you've seen how it plays out in the end, then you would know that there's more to the story that could be told. Cardi B, did you hear about this? She's upset with Offset.
Oh.
So, apparently... Days after Cardi and Stefan Diggs welcomed their first baby together.
I was going to say, she just had a baby.
Apparently, on Offset's Instagram story, now, he says that this is false, but on November the 15th, he put up an Instagram story, and all it said was, my kid, LOL, okay?
Oh, boy.
All right.
That's all he said?
And before Offset
spoke
out to clarify that that post was fake, okay? Cardi B went off.
Yeah.
And she shared her response to his alleged post
that he said didn't happen.
Of since deleted posts on X. But he says that it was fake. And she says, y'all be thinking it's so funny and it's not. Cardi, you know, announced her pregnancy in September and she wrote a post in her publication. She was calling out her ex. And this Instagram story, she says, it's been over a year and I'm still being harassed and threatened to the point that I feel like my life is in danger. The Grammy winner reflected on her July 2024 breakup from the rapper. She says it's all fun and games until it's too late. Then she uses some explicits and she's like, beep, beep, do anything for attention. It could get real nasty, which is one upload, she added. And then in all caps, she said, leave me TF alone.
Oh, boy.
So... a rep for Offset has since denied that he wrote the message. Any statements attributed to Offset circulating on social media are completely fabricated. This is what they told E! News. Cardi responded to misinformation and the situation escalated unnecessarily. Offset has remained supportive of Cardi and genuinely wishes her nothing but the best. Cardi confirmed on November the 13th that her and her boyfriend welcomed a baby boy. She says, I brought new music and a new album to the world. She also wrote on Instagram, and a new baby into my world. This is one more reason to be the best version of me. One more reason to love me more than anything else or anyone else so I can continue giving my babies the love and life that they deserve. So, again, he says that this is a fabricated story. He has lawyers involved and his rep involved. They put out this statement, but apparently it showed on his Instagram story on November 15th.
Lawyers involved about a post?
Yeah.
Stop.
My kid, LOL, and now it's been deleted, but...
You think he posted it?
Yeah. The internet, that screenshot is out there now. Yeah. Like, we're done now. You can say it was fabricated, that it was fake, that someone hacked your account and all that BS.
No, okay.
But I've had Facebook since 2010 and not once anything. So stop with it.
Okay.
I've never even changed my password before. Like, that's a scam.
Okay.
My kid, LOL. Yes, he said it. Yes, he did it.
And somebody screenshotted it real quick.
Yeah. I mean, do you believe it? That it's fake?
No, I think he did it.
You know, all that stuff.
No, I'm with you.
My account got hacked. No, it didn't. You were being funny, and you were like, my kid, LOL. And then you were like, nah, that's disrespectful. Let me take it down, because he knew Cardi was going to go off.
Yeah.
And he did delete it, but it was too late. It was too late.
Oh, boy.
Crazy. And then the Browns QB, Shedeur Sanders.
Yes.
So here he is. He's making his NFL debut. All the stars are lining up, right? Well, his house is getting broken into that day of the game when he's on the field playing.
Shedeur Sanders, really?
Yeah. And, of course, he's a rookie, you know, QB, but his house was broken into while he's making his big league debut. Apparently, the house was broken
into. He couldn't get it done, by the way.
Sunday, November the 16th. He was there playing at the game.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the sixth NFL player to have their home broken into while they're playing in a game.
That's crazy.
It is. You think with all like the security and everything, but maybe, you know, he doesn't have all that set up yet. I don't know.
That's a shame.
But here you are, you're making your debut start and your house is getting broken into. So the league, you know, they did put out a statement. Multiple reports are coming out from ESPN, NBC Sports, and, you know, some reporters in Ohio have, you know, released that story as well. It's unknown what exactly was stolen. No suspect has been named at this time, but I just think that's crazy. And it's a shame. It's a shame.
It is.
Yeah.
I wanted to play this bit of audio from TMZ. There's a David update.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, David, of course, is the artist out of Atlanta. You know, they have the girl, the whole situation with the girl who was found in his trunk of his abandoned car, you know, in a lot. So here goes Harvey talking about it from TMZ.
LAPD have the goods to set their sights on an individual. So let's talk about David and Celeste Rivas. We have spoken with people at the LAPD today, and they are not close to making an arrest. We are told it is, quote, nowhere imminent that an arrest will be made. That doesn't mean there won't be one, but there is a chance there won't be one in the sense that we don't even know if this was a homicide. And we pushed today to find out.
All right, so they keep saying that they don't know if it's a homicide. But here's a problem that I have with that is she was unalived before she was dismembered and put in the trunk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then they say they don't know if it was like what happened to her. They don't know.
They don't have proof
if the two is related.
Unalived. So since they don't have the answer to that.
Yeah.
Then they're saying that her body was dismembered. We don't know who did it, why they did it.
If her body was dismembered, it was a homicide.
Exactly.
That's it. And if her body was dismembered and it was put in the trunk, whoever...
I hate the play on words.
Whoever unalived her dismembered her body. You don't just find a body and then say, hey, you know what? Let me dismember the body.
No.
It's crazy.
It is.
Could not get an answer on whether the medical examiner has weighed in and whether the toxicology findings are in. It would seem to me that in LA, even though it can take several months for toxicology to come in, that given the nature of this case, we are now talking mid-November, they must have the tox results by now. And again, it could show that, and this is just hypothetically, Celeste Rivas died from, say, a drug overdose. That's not a homicide. So
no, it couldn't show that, Harvey. No, Harvey. I don't believe it's going to show that. It could, but I don't believe it's going to show that.
That's just crazy.
So you're telling me she died of a drug overdose, let's just say.
Yeah, let's just say that. Whatever happened to her was accidental.
So who dismembered her and put her in a trunk?
Exactly.
Someone found her and just did that? They have like some morbid
they're sick
fetish, you know, that they want to dismember somebody.
That's horrible.
Actually, is something if her body indeed was cut up, because that's mutilation of a body and that's a crime. But it's not murder. It's not manslaughter. And that's what everybody is focused on right now. So does the LAPD have the goods to set their sights on an individual? The only way they can do that is once they know what the manner of death was. Again, if the manner of death was not foul play, there may well not be any kind of homicide here.
Oh, my gosh.
And we pushed, and we cannot get an answer that they're close to making an arrest, that they have a suspect. All we're told is it is not imminent. We are 2.5 months in here. They must have the toxicology report by now. And, you know, if they've got video of somebody putting the body in the Tesla on Doheny Drive, that doesn't mean that person is responsible for the death of Celeste Holmes.
Well, I think it's pretty, you better look into that then.
Mm-mm-mm. Now, I get it. I know exactly everything he's saying, but it's just terrible that someone is dismembered and found this way. And here we are 2.5 months later. Again, this is like this unsolved, no suspects. Was it a homicide? What was the cause of death? Why was she dismembered? Like all this. And it makes me feel like somebody's going to, like, they're going to get away with it.
Well, David had some suspicious activity, I think. I think that he did some questionable things.
Mm-hmm. Well, the one thing that they did, put out in the media was that he took all of his homes and put them in his mother's name.
Yeah, that was something that was a little suspicious. Mm-hmm. That'll make you raise your eyebrow. Mm-hmm. Doesn't prove anything, but it'll make you raise your eyebrow. We'll definitely be following this story.
Definitely.